Chapter 9. Isabella's Confession. That night, after midnight, Kathy came to my room.
"I can't sleep, Nellie," she said. "I'm too excited. Edgar is angry with me about Heathcliff, but he doesn't understand, so I came to talk to you."
"Kathy, you're Edgar's wife, and you must remember that," I said. "Heathcliff and Edgar never liked each other. Don't be foolish. Don't talk to Edgar about Heathcliff. Don't talk to anyone. You must try and forget him."
"Forget him? Nellie, you're mad. I could never do that," she said. "Didn't he look wonderful? He's a gentleman now."
I didn't reply to this, but asked her, "Why do you think he came back?"
"I don't know, and I don't care," she replied.
"Kathy, be sensible," I said. "Go back to bed and remember what I said." Kathy didn't reply, but kissed me and returned to her room. After that, Heathcliff was a regular visitor at the Grange. He never stayed long and was always polite. One day, when he was leaving, I asked him how he and Hindley were getting on.
"Very well," he replied with a wicked smile. "He drinks and gambles all the time, and owes me a lot of money."
"Do you and Hindley play cards?" I asked.
"Yes," Heathcliff replied. "And other men come from Gimmerton too."
I was upset to hear that Hindley owed money to Heathcliff. What wicked plan did Heathcliff have? I didn't trust him at all. Edgar, of course, disliked Heathcliff's visits, and I was instructed never to leave Kathy alone with him. For this reason, Isabella often sat with Kathy when Heathcliff came to visit. Isabella was now 18 and a pretty woman. She seemed fascinated by Heathcliff. One day, while we were having supper, she suddenly said,
"Edgar and Kathy, I've got something to tell you."
"What is it, Isabella?" her brother asked.
"I'm in love with Heathcliff."
Edgar turned white, but Kathy threw back her head and laughed.
"What are you laughing at?" Isabella asked.
"You," cried Kathy. "You must be mad to talk like that."
Edgar stood up, shaking with anger.
"Isabella, I forbid you to see that man again. From now on, Heathcliff will not enter this house."
Edgar was so upset that he left the room. Kathy and Isabella were left together. Kathy was smiling.
"I must warn you, Isabella," she said. "Heathcliff is no gentleman. He's a wild animal of the moors. Don't imagine that he has a kind heart. He could never love a Linton."
"You're jealous," cried Isabella. "You want him for yourself."
"Think what you want," Kathy said. "He's cruel, and he'll break you like a bird's egg."
With that warning, she left the room. Isabella turned to me.
"Nellie, you know Heathcliff. Kathy is lying, isn't she?" she asked.
"No," I said. "Kathy knows Heathcliff better than anyone. Forget him. He'll never make you happy."
"But he's a gentleman now, and he's rich," Isabella said.
"Nobody knows where Heathcliff has been or how he became rich. Believe me, he returned for one thing, to make trouble."
"I don't believe you."
"I can say no more," I said. "But I'll tell you this, if you pursue Heathcliff, you'll break your brother's heart." A few days later, Edgar was in Gimmerton when Heathcliff came to the door.
"Heathcliff, I'm sorry, but my master told me not to let you..."
Heathcliff didn't let me finish my sentence, but walked past me into the hall.
"I know Edgar's in Gimmerton," he said. "And I'll keep my visit short, so don't worry, Nellie."
"But Heathcliff," I protested, "you can't come here any more."
"And who will stop me?" he said over his shoulder.
"Where is she?" Where's Cathy?
Heathcliff walked straight into the drawing room where Cathy and Isabella were drinking tea. Isabella was still angry with Cathy for treating her love for Heathcliff so lightly. When Heathcliff entered the room, Isabella turned red, jumped up and said,
I must go.
No, said Cathy, holding her arm. You must stay. Cathy turned to Heathcliff.
Listen to this, Heathcliff. My sister-in-law and I have been quarrelling over you like two cats. She told me to keep away so that she could win you for herself.
Cathy, don't lie about me, cried Isabella. And don't make fun of me.
I don't think Isabella is interested in me, Heathcliff said.
Let me go,
Isabella cried, but Cathy held her. Suddenly, Isabella bent down and bit Cathy's arm.
What a tiger, cried Cathy, rubbing her arm. Get out.
Isabella ran out of the room. I sat quietly in the corner, hoping that Heathcliff would leave before Edgar returned.
Were you telling me the truth about your sister-in-law? Heathcliff asked.
Yes, but don't think about it, Cathy replied. I like Isabella too much to let you eat her up.
And I don't like her enough to try it, Heathcliff replied.
So let's forget it, said Cathy.
But the matter was not forgotten.